Again this day, thank you for the privilege, O God, and the honor that we have to come to your house, O God. We thank you, Lord, for what this time means, O God, in the Christendom, O God. What this time means, O God, in our calendar, O Father. Lord, amongst every other religion on earth, O God, this is the only religion, O God, where the founder, O God, died. Was buried, O God, and rose. And that's why, Father, we have the confidence, O God, and we can make our boast in you, O God, that we are serving a living God. We know we are not serving a dead God. Father, just as your people are sang, Jesus is here. We believe that, O God, not just in song, O God. We believe that with everything that is in us, O God. The prophet told us, O God, when you come like this, you do not come as an onlooker, O God. Neither do you come as a recording angel, O God. But you come to liberate your people, O God. You come to bless, Father. You come to deliver. You come to give unto us the desires of our heart, O God. We want to thank you, Father, since the beginning of this Easter meeting. That is what you have been doing, O God. You have been raising our faith higher, taking us from height to height, O God. And Father, we thank you for the blessing in this morning's service, O God. We're under expectation again for what you have in stock for us this afternoon, O God. One word from you, Lord, will make the difference, O God. We just pray, Father, that you will give us the word that will settle us, O God. That will establish us the more, O God. And further your work in our life, O God. Blessed be your holy name. At the end of the service, O God, may we have cause to thank you. We will pray, Father, this hour that nothing will stand between us and you. If there be any occasion that the enemy, O God, who is also your enemy, O God, we want to raise, may your blood atone, O God. You have won the battle for us, and upon that we stand at this hour, O God. May you silence him, O God. Put him to open shame, O God. May there be a testimony, Father. Blessed be your holy name. We love you, Lord. In Jesus Christ's name, we are prayed. Amen. You love the Lord? We thank God once again for another opportunity to come to his house without wasting much of our time. Let's turn to the book of Ephesians. Ephesians chapter 1. I read from verse 15. He said, and deliver them who through fear of death were all their lifetime subject to bondage. Are we there? We're coming back to that verse. Okay, we can't read, see the front. Okay, let me take it again. He said, and deliver them who through fear of death were all their lifetime subject to bondage. For Hebrews chapter 1. Sorry. You see, we had it in the morning. Sometimes I slip up, so pardon me, sorry. No wonder I saw everybody was just sorry. Hebrews chapter 1. Sorry. I think Ephesians. I'm the one that have it wrong. Ephesians, please. I was the one reading the wrong place. Ephesians chapter 1 from verse 15. Sorry. All right. So wherefore, I also, after I heard of your faith in the Lord Jesus, and love unto all the saints. Yeah, this is the scripture. Cease not to give thanks for you, making mention of you in my prayers, that the God of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of glory, may give unto you the spirit of wisdom and revelation in the knowledge of him, the eyes of your understanding being enlightened, that ye may know what is the hope of his calling, and what the riches of the glory of his inheritance in the saints, and what is the exceeding greatness of his power to us who believe, according to the working of his mighty power, which he wrought in Christ when he raised him from the dead and set him at his own right hand in the heavenly places, far above all principalities and power, and might, and dominion, and every name that is named, not only in this world, but also in that which is to come. And I put all things under his feet, and gave him to be the head over all things, to the church, which is his body, the fullness of him that filleth all in all. Let's take the book of Luke chapter 2, before we have our seat, from verse 25. All right. Then he said unto them, O fools, and slow of heart to believe all that the prophet hath spoken. Ought not Christ to have suffered these things, and to enter into his glory? And beginning at Moses, God helping us tonight, and all the prophets, he expounded unto them in all the scriptures the things concerning himself. And they drew near unto the village whither they went, and he made as though he would have gone further, as is his manner. But they constrained him, saying, Abide with us, for it is toward evening, and the day is far spent. And he went in to tarry with them. Brother Bram said, whatever space you give Jesus, that's what he will take. But if you close and say, don't come in here, he will respect you. It came to pass, as he sat at meat with them, that he took the bread, and he blessed it, and brake, and gave to them, and their eyes were opened, and they knew him, and he vanished out of their sight. May God bless his word in our hearts in Jesus' name. You can please be seated. God bless you. While we're having our seat,
so I think something is happening with me. Just I'm behind myself. I don't know what's happening. I surrender myself. Luke chapter 24. I don't know. Just bear with me.
All right. Luke chapter 24 was where I read. I said Luke chapter 2. Sorry. Bear with me. The thing is just as if I preach finished. May God help us. Amen. Now tonight we want to just fellowship around this message that the prophet took during an Easter period, something like this, which I believe is an outstanding time, as the prophet said, amongst us as Christians. And I believe God has been gracious to us this year, 2024. The Easter meeting has been an outstanding one. I believe we can all testify to that. Is that correct? Of course, the Church of God is marching on. If not everybody, some of us are marching on. I believe that we are growing higher in our faith, higher in our hope in him. No matter what come, no matter what go, we are certain that God is with us. Amen. That everything about our life has been concluded by one, just as we had this morning, that it is what? It is finished. You believe that? The battle that you are going through, it is finished. Fear no foe. Don't fear any enemy. They open eyes, Baba said, if the devil boo you, he said, boo. He said, you boo him back. Boo, boo. Let me advise you, don't say boo, boo when you don't have the substance. If you say boo, boo, it tear you, and you are gone. But just as we had this morning, there is one that has the final say. There is one that will say a thing, and it will bring it to pass. That's why the prophet said his word is invaluable. He cannot change it. Himself, he cannot change it. And that's why he said he has exalted his word above what? His name. Amen. You love the Lord? But Bible said that is the only thing that can defeat Satan. And that was the thing that defeated Satan. Just as we had in the morning. The secret has been given to us. That's why Proverbs said there are two books that set our eight: Genesis and Revelation. Let's have Genesis chapter 3. When the whole program of God started in the Garden of Eden, we all know the story. I don't want to be going back because of the time. And when God had the first man, God had the first woman. We know the story just as we had in the foundation of the meeting on Thursday or Friday. Yeah. What is it in your hand? Now God started, and that's the same way we want to go tonight. That are you discouraged? Why are you disappointed? Are you exhausted like Cleopas and his friend? I said, this is another Easter time. It has come. I didn't even have chicken to eat. What good does it do? I didn't have good clothes to wear. What good does it do? But the main thing, do you have the main thing? The great and mighty conqueror. We are going somewhere. That there is somebody that has concluded the program of our life. We were reminded of that this morning. And God helping us, I want to sink it down and cement it. That there is somebody that has concluded the program of your life, boy, fine. As I was telling a sister, and I was sharing personal experience in life. Yeah, sometimes certain things will happen to you in your life. You feel discouraged. And you feel sometimes, but blessed are those that are not offended in God. That's what he said. Yes, you pray sometimes. But Bible says, answer is no. And that's why I told John, he said, blessed are they that are not offended in me. It's not everything that you ask me that you get. Yeah. And I was sharing, I said, you know, sometimes God is ever good. Not even sometimes. All the time is good. But it is we just fail to realize, just as we had this morning. It's a video we are just living. He has the manuscript. Sometimes when God uses unbelievers to encourage us. So I was encouraging the sister, I was just sharing. And maybe it will help somebody in your present state. I know many things we have as requests that we have tabled before God for this Easter meeting. And I believe God has been given to us. Yes, I believe God has been given to us. But tonight, to make it go down deep, for you to have your confidence in your Maker, that he has concluded that battle. You believe that? That the battle of your life is concluded. You will not die poor. You will not die a sick person. You will die a son and daughter of God. Yes, a Christian is not defeated. The prophet told us, even in death, the believer is not defeated. You believe that? A Christian will die as a Christian. Sure, because somebody has won the battle. You love the Lord? So, why we were just sharing that? It was an unbeliever. You know, something happened. I'll come and give the testimony. So why we're just sharing the testimony? And the lady said, I want to tell you something, Mr. Joe. Ebola Timbo, no. And I just stopped, I look. I said, that is true. He said, Keto Debado, where were you before? I paused. I said, that's true. I was somewhere now. Somebody was taking care of me. Now I'm expecting God for something else. He said, can't we just depend on that God that was bringing us from somewhere to this point in our life? The thing struck me. This is not message believer now. He paused. She didn't know what she had done. So when she said, they are just torn, as my manner used to be, and I was just like, oh, communing with God. A few minutes. I said, God, yes, I'm very sorry. Where have I been coming from? What I am today, I didn't make myself that. I said, this place that I am, I didn't bring myself here. You are the one that brought me here. And where I'm going tomorrow, I know you are responsible. Therefore, I surrender all to you. I tell you, it is no secret what God can do. It is that same month that God gave me a testimony. Yes. What a mighty God we serve. I'll give the testimony when it's complete, when it's right. It is that same month. I'm not talking, it didn't happen. It's that same month, and I'm still in the testimony. I'm enjoying the testimony to the glory of God. You love the Lord? It's no secret what God will do. Don't be discouraged, brother, sister. Don't be using somebody's lifetime. Just as we had this morning, there is a set time for everything in our life. Don't use somebody's calendar to reach your own life.
We are living on a different calendar. His own is different. Your own is different. God that loved you and he said, you are wonderfully made. You are beautifully made. He raised you for a purpose. You believe that? Then you should know that he loves you. Or you don't believe that song that said, he loves me too well to forsake me. Yeah, except you don't believe that you are in God's economy. I tell you, I am in the economy of God. May God help us. This church, we are blessed because we used to hear wonderful testimony that raised our faith. Yeah. Whatever, see, by the grace of God, I've gotten to that level. I say, there's nothing by the grace of God that will shake me back from God. Because, there is nothing, brother, that will shake me back from him. Because the way I'm going, all I have surrendered to him. During this Easter meeting, God answered my own prayer. I surrender. I told him, God, everything that you can have everything. I surrender to you. This is my thinking. It cannot help. I surrender it to you. It is only you that can help me. And I tell you, when you do like that, it will not put you to shame. What is it that you are believing him for? Even today, I tell you, you are going to go with testimony. You believe that? You are going to go victorious because somebody has conquered. It might not be looking as though you are getting to that final picture. Don't worry. Don't be in a haste. He has the blueprint in his hand. You don't be in a haste. That is our problem as human beings. As I was telling someone, I said, it might not look as we are not getting it, but we are getting it. We are getting there. Wait. There is a set time. And God is ever good to us. I tell you, we are getting there. Now let's come to our text, the great and mighty conqueror. We had this morning that whenever God wants to do something, what will he do? He will put a sheet in the eye of the devil. Now, for Abraham said, God's perfect plan was to have an Eden. When he created the first man, where everything will be what? In perfect what? Harmony. But he had attributes. He had a lot of things in him. Was attribute to be savior, was attribute to be a healer, was attribute to be proof. How will he do all these things? Man must fall. Whether you like it or not, certain things in your life must happen. Yes, it must happen. And God knows it will happen. Because it's an infinite God. We are finite. We are just coming, oh God, I'm very sorry. As we had, God has helped us. We had yesterday the great masterpiece. Certain things you can't help it. Certain disappointment must come. But the scripture said what? It is working together for your what? Now Genesis. When the fall happened, and let's see how God, you know, was having that conference. And verse, let's start from verse 10. Verse 9. Said, and the Lord called Adam and said unto him, where art thou? And he said, I heard a voice in the garden, and I was afraid because I was what? Naked. And I did what? I hid myself. That is our attitude, including me. And he said, who told thee that thou was naked? Has thou eaten of the fruit whereof I commanded thee that thou shouldest not eat? And the man said, it is the woman. The woman that you gave me to be with me, she gave me of the tree, and I did eat. Verse 13. And the Lord God said unto the woman, what is this that thou hast done? The woman said, it is not me, it is the serpent. The serpent beguiled me, and I did eat. As though God does not know all these things. He knows. Can you see the way of God? Oh my. God is so great. May God help us. And the Lord said unto the serpent, he didn't ask him, why do you do this? It doesn't have any business with him. Say, because you have done this, you are cursed above all cattle. And upon every beast of the field. And upon thy belly thou shalt go, and thus thou shalt eat all the days of thy life. But Bible said, because Satan knew what was in that tree. Knew it. and it was after it. And that was what we had in the sermon, the masterpiece. It couldn't come to Adam, because Adam was in the original creation. He only came through the byproduct. And that was the loophole he got in. But God, no. God did that for a purpose. Yeah, because in him were attributes. Now, he said, I will put enmity between thee and the woman. That's verse 15. And between thy seed and our seed. Satan, if he had get sense that time, he should begin to look that the woman has seed. But of course, because Satan is a wise man, he begin to do some scheming too. May God help us. He said, and between thy seed and our seed, and it shall bruise thy head. Are you there now? It shall bruise thy what? Head. And thou shalt do what? Bruise is he. May God help us. Then the battle started. Not a small battle. Then, let's come back to Cleopas and his friend that we read in the book of Luke 24. The Bible said they were of sad countenance with all that had happened after they had the testimony of Mary. And they just began to go back to their country like the rest of their brethren. After this man, this great man, we thought he was going to be the great conqueror. We are waiting for kings. Look at Herod, the way he dealt with us and the rest of them. But this Jesus, this is the one that is promised. But now, look at how they just humiliated him. They killed him. And it seems as though the testimony is gone. Then a stranger just walked in their midst. The ways of God are past finding out. A stranger just walked in their midst and said, oh man, why are you on sad countenance? What is your problem this afternoon? Then look at the scripture. The scripture says it started from where? Moses. That didn't you know it was written that he will bruise the head of the serpent? But the serpent will be able to bruise his head. Then look, what is this saying? We don't understand this thing that you are talking about. It's okay. Moses. Look at your father Abraham. Look at, just look back all the prophets. When the promise was given, thy seed will possess the gate of his enemy. They would have looked, what is he talking about? So can let me start from Moses with you. Look at Moses. He was raised to be the great deliverer. Is that not so? Yeah. The children of God were in bondage. Just as we read in the book of Ephesians. And when a man is in bondage, he can't do anything. As we had on Friday. Even Saul, the tallest of them all, when he saw a greater standard, Goliath, it could not come out. You won't die? Every man fear death. I tell you, carry knife now. Just go to your compound. If you have animal, begin to do shish. Just try it like you are shopping. You will see all of them advising themselves. Yeah, no animal want to die. Even human being, he will find his level. But you can see what sin in the garden brought. Proverbs say it brought confusion. It brought death. It brought all of this chaos that we are in today. Until the children of God, they were supposed to be free, they became slaves. May God have mercy. They became more dobbers. And God looked one day and said, I am raising a deliverer. Satan picked that word and he began to fight it. Say, okay. You are raising a deliverer. Is it that one? Maybe this is the one that is said in Genesis that is going to bruise my head. Fire him, all the gate of hell. Release. Go to Egypt. Then they begin to look. Who is that deliverer? I tell you, the battle that we are fighting today, it don't take. Then they begin to look for that deliverer. As we used to hear in preaching, we don't know what God did in Egypt. We don't know what God did in the house of Amram and Jochebed. When we get there, we will understand it better. Whether it was some proof he put in that house, because the Bible said Moses was a proper child. You believe Bible? Yes, he cried like a normal child. And no doubt the parents would have been living in fear when God raised him. I said, because of course they were not even the one that gave him the name Moses. Maybe because of fear, they could not even do naming ceremony. You won't do? You lose this child. They could not. So they were just hiding the boy, hiding, until they could not hide him again. They could surrender. And that's what God wants us to do.
Surrender it to him. As though somebody will say, I'm not joking, you are very foolish. You surrender, they will kill this boy. But look at God, look at the ways of God. Why was it? It was that period that ever gave a decree. Every male child between this age and this age, finish them. It was Satan right there. You think certain things that are happening in our country, it is just human being? Satan in human being. Yeah, he gave them the decree. Oh yeah, look for him. And they were looking. That maybe this is the one that was spoken in Genesis that will break my head and my battle don't finish. He said, oh yeah, all you demons of air, let loose. Go after that boy. Find him. And indeed, they were looking for him. But you see, as the prophet said, and as we are reminded, when God wants to do something, he just put a sheet. He didn't tell the city where it will happen. He didn't tell where the children will be. God was just playing his program. And Satan was looking, okay, is it this Egypt? Is it here? But I can see. Wait, what is going on? I'm seeing one boy in a lovely basket. Come on, what is going on? Christ was also walking on the other side. I say, you favored daughter, go and bath. Battle on both sides. Crocodile, brother said, crocodile there, everything, alligator to finish that boy. But the pillar of fire was there. They cannot do anything. Touch not my anointed, do my prophet no harm. That's the word. You who dare you come there? Just like the angel of God that stood at the door, as we had this morning. Who are you to come? You are dead. Of course, that's the way God does his things. They were watching. It was a battle. Satan was looking, what is going on? Then, for the Bible says, God put the love of a mother in that girl's heart. Why should it be? Her father was the one that gave the decree. Why would she want to go against her father? That is to tell you, it is God working. God will prepare a table before you in the presence of your enemy. That is scripture. You believe that? He said, you will take serpents, it shall not harm you. They give you poison. Brother, bless it and eat. Don't live in fear. Live in faith. It is by faith that we please God. It is by faith we get higher. We had that. May God help us. Satan was playing his own. God was also doing. And look at how God did everything. They paid the woman for taking care of her child. Have you ever had it? There is no man that will surrender a thing to God that God will not pay back. I tell you, it will pay you back in plentyfold. If it's 100-fold you want, it will give you 100. How did God put the wisdom in Miriam? Look at it. He said, Mama, just you stay for house. I will be watching this boy. Why? Who told them that Moses alligator will not finish him there? You think River Nile was just ordinary Elele River? No! But you see the way God was working. And Satan was thinking, is this the standard? Is this the one that will finish the program? He said, okay, get him. Did they get Moses? No, they could not get him. Escape through. Escape that river now. Enter palace. In the midst of the enemy, go. Now they enter. Until they give him allowance. Of course, he was a first class citizen. Not only him, they were taking care of the mother. It was there the mother began to school in that you are not an Egyptian. You are an Israelite. You are a son of God. You are the son of, you are the one that we are praying for. You know, reminding him all those things. But it was God working. God, as though the word of God will not come to pass. Will it not come to pass? It will surely come to pass. We know all the story. When Moses tried to do it his own way, it didn't work. He ran away. But when the strength was not there, God reminded him, this is the time. Come back to Egypt. He said, me? Back to Egypt? He said, yes, come back. We know all the story. Did Moses not conquer? He conquered. Didn't he finish Egypt? He did. Pharaoh and his army, one day. Is that not so? Is that not scripture? They were drowned in the sea. One day. But these were people, the children of Israel were crying for one time. Even at the Red Sea there, before God parted that Red Sea, we all know what happened. Satan was right there again waiting. Hey, I will get them here. Finish them. Just close them. Fear. Begin to. God just opened the way. They pass. After that, they begin to rejoice. Begin to give victory. As is the nature of man. But Proverbs says, a little while, they forget it. They begin to murmur and complain. And it looked as though Moses' tenor has finished. Is that not so? God brought another one. This was this sermon we are preaching was the same that Christ was telling Cleopas and his friend. He said, you remember something? Maybe somebody is like that this afternoon. God raised you perhaps for that purpose. Of course, we are all raised to destroy every evil work of the devil. But some of us are glorifying Satan in our life. And it ought not to be so. Some of us are living in bondage. But today, get out of bondage. Get out of fear. We just sang it. I'm no longer a slave to sin. Don't be a slave to yourself. To your thinking. Get out of your thinking. And get into Christ. Amen. Surrender your calculation to Him. If you are here this afternoon, may God help you as He helped me. There was a time, I say it again, maybe it will help somebody. If I say 10,000 in my account, my problem have come. Yes, because I know 10,000 will soon finish. Then I begin to think, if it finish, where will I get the next one? I tell you, I live in that bondage for many years. Until one day, something say, what is budget? Because you go school, you do everything, you know how to do budget. This is your budget nonsense. I throw the budget away. You can ask my wife, I don't have any budget that I have for the family. Anything I have, I place it in there. I say, God, this is a need. And I pray, God, between this time and this time, that's when I want to get it. He has never failed me. Except the one that they say, I don't want to give you now. Yes. And I understand them that way. And I say, thank you. Yeah. May God help us. Maybe you are in that condition. But there is a promise of God that I am the Lord thy God that will do what? Will bless the work of your hand. Are you there? May God help us. He said, it will do what? Bless. May God help me this afternoon. It will do what? Bless the work. There is a difference between job and work. Do you hear what we say? There is a difference between a job and a what? Work. I know I'm throwing something this afternoon, but may God open our eyes. The scripture said, while Christ was with them, their eyes was open. Today is a day of deliverance. If you want to remain in that cage of your bondage, financial stagnation, I tell you, you will die in that condition. It is a sin. It is wrong to remain in where God does not want you to be. You must understand the position that God wants to be at every junction of time and serve in that position. May God help us. It is not the will of God that you go begging. I ate it. I ate that thing. We had it. Psalm, we're reminded Psalm 37. I have never seen the righteous what? Forsaken. I am a son of God. Call God to that word. I used to tell God, I said, God, this is your word. Upon this one, I need a sponsor. I'm telling you, practical. This is things that I call God and He has never failed. My wife is there. Sometimes it will look as though it will not happen. But since I step into this church, I'm giving a personal testimony now. Since I step into this church and I've been looking the way our confession was going, one day I just came, I said, God, since this is your program, I've stayed this job 1 year, 2 years, 3 years. This will not be magical. I said, God, that same thing that you are doing here, you must start it in my own life. Yes, I call him to, you must start it. The way, if it remain 10 days, they go just say, 10 million, don't come. Hide the apple. God, do it. I tell you, and he has done it. Not one, not twice, not three times. He has done it several times. That is the God that we serve. What is your need this afternoon? Take God at His word. He said, I've never seen the righteous forsaken, nor a seed beg for bread. There's a difference between a job and a work. Many of us, we are looking for a job. But perhaps that's not where God wants you to be. He said, I will do what? Bless the work of your hand. He didn't say job. Some of us have to farm. Do you hear what I'm saying? Some of you us have to farm. That is the work in our hand. And that is what God will bless. Some of us have to sit down in office with AC. That is the work in our hand. And that is what God will bless. Some of us have to go in Okeaje and sell in the market. That is what God will bless. Some of you will fry akara. That is what God will bless. It might be sounding strange, but I'm telling you the truth. That is what God will bless. You might be looking for a rosy job. That might not be your home. Your home might be to pack lachin. Do you understand what God says? Pack that sock away. That is what God will bless. So you have to go back and ask God, where is my place? Because all of us have a purpose that we must serve. And if you look at it, it is to one goal. We are helping humanity. May God help us in Jesus' name. Children of God are not selfish. You believe that? God promised to bless our work, not job. So, if you have find something that is a work that God give you, go and avail yourself. Do free service. Are you hearing me? Yeah, do free service. If you understand, God, me, I sabi wash car very well. Volunteer to wash people's car. Some people are here that know, they know our office. They are big boys. They will wash our car like this. I will look. These guys, I tell you, since those boys, we knew them, I did not used to go to car wash again. Except with my brother that is here, volunteer that he want to help me wash sometimes. Since I don't wash car again, people do it, so one day I just like, say, come, you people have been doing a very good job. This thing, you can put money in it. He said, hey, Oga, it's a Wusa boy. He used to do security. I said, yes, you can put money into it. This thing will be free. They pay money to do this thing. I said, so next time, when you are washing car for somebody, tell them they should give you your price. He said, hey. I said, yes. So I said, what do you need? He said certain things. Then we saw how we can just, you know, help them. And that was how they started. And you see, they are doing it perfectly fine. Now, they are doing their work as security. But they are washing car. And look at it, they wash 10 cars in a day. How much? 10,000. Two of them, by the time they share it, it's a good sum. Calculate that money 30 days in a month. It is somebody's salary. And somebody is here praying. Father, sometimes the answer to your prayer by your leg is not, don't come and be wasting time. I'll be doing IVG. I might sound very sarcastic, but that is the truth. The time that you are supposed to carry your leg, walk, you come here, they pray for church. Come out of church. Yes, holy indignation. Come out of church. Don't be church you supposed to be that time. Yes, carry your leg, go and walk. He said, I will bless the work of your hand. Find something to do. I know we might not like this sermon, but this is a day of deliverance. The mighty conqueror, that's what we are talking about. The children of God are supposed to live victorious life. I was happy the day I went to one of the sisters that was graduating from UI. I said, I'll be happy when I enter office. They say, this professor, now my church is the guy. I say, yes, it is not a bad thing. I'll be very happy when they say, the commissioner of health, now your church. Yes, I say, it's my brother. I know him. Yes. That's what, who says the children of God cannot be in those? We know, yes, the poor people will be there. That's the side of the scripture. But this other side, why are we running from it? It is Satan that is also fighting us. Yeah, it is Satan fighting us. And the earlier, the better we realize it and come out of those things. May God help us. When you understand your life, brother, sister, and see the way your life is going. I will share with my family. I say, sometimes, may God have mercy upon us, modern generation. We just name our children any kind of name. We don't know that name carry meaning. May God help us. May God help us. We give some kind name and you don't know the meaning that is behind that name. You will just see you fighting. It doesn't. I thank God a visiting minister still came that way last week. Sometimes the fact that you are a believer, it doesn't mean that certain battles of life you will not face. You will face it, but you must fight your way through. Are we there? Look at Shanga. We had it last week. You must fight your way through. He had to come to a time in his life. He said, no, this is not how my life should be, God. You have to do something. May God help us. You have to do something. Look at Samson. Baba said, He was carrying them through all of the prophets. Because why? Satan was looking for that man that will bruise his head. Because God has given a judgment. He said, he will bruise your head, but you will be able to bruise his heel. God. He was looking for him. Then he was just saying various prophets will rise, Samson, Isaiah, the rest of them, warriors in the Bible, the time of David, we know all of them. They will rise, Satan will be looking, is it this person? Is it this person? But because of time. But I said there was one very close, and that was John. God, when he looked the way John family, they go, he said, God, maybe not this one. Then he shadow everything upon that boy. He said, this one, he must not fulfill his ministry. Finish him. Baba said, and that was what Satan was able to achieve. Every of the prophets, no matter how great and mighty they were, Joshua, every one of them, go and check it, Caleb, every one of them, when they come to the hour of death, they just go. Except Enoch and Elijah, that we know. One went in the rapture, he walked with God, and the Bible says, was no more. Is that not so? The other one, Elijah, chariot of fire, carry him. But Brother Brown said, God was trying to paint the picture for us. And he already concluded that before the beginning, before he did. That there will be somebody that everything that normal human being pass through in this life, the person will come and pass through it. Do you understand? He would know what it is to be hungry. He will know what it is to live. He doesn't have a place to live, to put his head. He will know what it is to be rejected. The people that you are coming to deliver, they say, we don't want you. So what is it that you are passing through? He tested everything. Is it temptation, woman? Plenty. He knows what it is. He had to pass through all of those things. But Brother said, Satan, he was targeting, he was looking. It seems like John looked like the one. John was looking like, so he fought every one of them through until he got to John. I said, okay, this John is looking like. The way his back is going, the way he's even living his life. Look at 9 years. This boy, there's something about it. Then he traded that thing. Of course, the Bible gave us the kind of man that he was. He was a wide man. You know the fear face. Yeah. And we need those kind of men. May God help us. Until it is unlearned people, or even though they said they go to school today, they said that was where John made his greatest mistake. That in his church, he had the president and the king coming to his church. Instead of him to respect them, he now is preaching on them. I tell you, that is people that are looking at their pocket. Yeah. John didn't make any mistake by addressing that woman. He said everything the way the word of God places. You love the Lord? He didn't hide one or shape. No, he put everything straight. He called black, black, white, white. And that is the way every word of God should be. That is the way every son and daughter of God should be. May God help us. Don't add, don't subtract. And he was looking at John. Of course, look at everything that happened around his back. Look at everything when he started his ministry. Then, when the ministry was about to wind, of course, it was a cousin to the Lord Jesus Christ. Then, Satan saw another one. The thing now confused him. Three wise men, observatory in the sky, what is going on? Of course, while I enter the project, it was too much for him. Okay, it's like it's not John again. No. There's a king that is coming. Of course, there are magis, they are saying certain things. Follow that radar, check it. Then they begin to follow. Of course, all the demons of hell, they were trailing. Something again is happening. Somebody is coming. That is why sometimes, as the prophet said, maybe they call them magicians or what did they call them? Astrologers, right? Yeah, I think I met one last week too. Look at me, he said, I think that you're a man of God. I said, thank you. He said, no, I'm tired. I said, thank you. I know where you're going. So I just left it. Thank you. You don't need to tell me. He said, because I've said it. I said, thank you. Thank you. If I don't know better, I will say, now, so they scam one of my brothers because of that kind of thing. They rip him of his jam money. He was looking for vision. When we have the real vision today, this is the real vision. But some of us are looking for the one another one will tell us. May God have mercy upon us. Jesus conquered everything. What is it that you are? Everything that we need is in this world. But you know, Robert said that battle was on. Then he began to look. And that was why he came again, Herod. He gave decree. Why was it? Look at the same time, the same thing that happened at the birth of Moses happened at the birth of Jesus. But scripture must be fulfilled. There must be a Rachel that will weep for our children. Yeah. So around the birth of Jesus Christ, Jesus knew how many children will die. You say it's a wicked God? No. He knows. It's not a wicked God. It was all implied. He knew the number of children that will die that time. As the prophet said, he know the number of the fly and how many times they will bat their eye. So is it what we are passing through that he doesn't know? Let's cast our care on him. So they put all those decrees. But before then, he administered to Joseph. He said, you and Mary carry this child off, leave that place. Because Herod is looking for the boy. And if he gets him, it's not that he wants to come and give him gift to, like the three wise men. His target is to finish him. That is always the target of the devil. He's always to do what? Kill, see, and do what? So if Satan gets Pekin, what did the Pekin go do to? Young sisters. If Satan gets Pekin, and the Pekin is a very handsome boy, maybe like myself, and he wears suit like this, this is a day of deliverance. And begin to send you text message on WhatsApp, Telegram. They have advanced today. I tell you, girls don't stand on the streets like I used to know when we were young. Prostitution now is on the internet. And they have new name that they are calling it. I will not hide it anywhere. I don't know where I said it. They call a new name. Hook up. I've been waiting at the call out. Rubbish and nonsense. If you do that, you will go to hellfire. Yeah. You will pay for it. I tell you, you will pay for it. Both brothers and sisters. This one not be too. It's both sides. You will pay for it. Sure. May God help us. You are supposed to give your body for the Lord. But you give it for the devil. You think Satan will not take something? Of course. He has targets. Is it that to steal from you your virginity? Or to kill you? Or to destroy your life? You know, go see Christian brother marry. Yes, if you are not careful, accept the grace and mercy of God come to your life. I know now, sisters and young people, they have very good calculation. They say, no, don't go to sister. Brothers don't call. After they have spoiled girl's life, they will come and say they are preachers. That brother too will pay for her. If not me, I'll pay for her. Yes. This is the word of God. I pay for it. If it's my child, any one of my children, they will pay for it. The word of God is the word of God. Yes. Then you begin to place him. Jeremiah 4:30. Please flash it for us, brother. It says your lovers, your friends, they made a masterpiece. Papa said that was what Satan was doing to Mama Eve. He was working on her affection, working on her emotion, working on her thinking. He was getting her, putting her the right word. He said, without you, I cannot sleep. Now lie, oh, that man go sleep. If you die today, sister, you that are married, if God does not help your husband, he will marry another husband. He will marry another wife, I mean. Yeah. I used to talk, my wife is there, we talk involved as in the beep. Yeah. I say, and if anything happened to me by the grace of God, you are free. Yes. Let's let the word of God, because nobody, every child of God is free. Nobody should put you on bondage. Why will Satan put you on bondage? Why will you put yourself in bondage? Look at what he says. Jeremiah 4:30. He said, when you are spoiled, that's the way the Bible talk about. Are you there now? Young sister, are you there? Young sister, are you there? Make an answer me now. All of you now, as you go to your school, I don't want to be mentioning the name of your school. We all know ourselves now. If you don't see me, I see you. Yeah. When you are spoiled, what will you do? You will clothe yourself with what? Crimson. You go buy the mascara, will be like laptop. It gets 24 color inside. And by the time they mix it, it will give, they call it, I don't know what, the foundation, and give second layer and third layer. I tell you, if God will not help you as a man that don't have the Holy Ghost, you will be shaking when you see that woman. Yeah. And it might be your mother, if you are not careful. But when they put that in, it looks like a young girl. When you are spoiled, that is the thing you will do. You will use all your money, buy paint, deck yourself. What will you now do again? Gold. Deck yourself with what? Ornament of what? As if that is the achievement. You see, there, I don't know what is happening to some of our young people today. You might not wear it and come to church, but you wear it in school. They go put the thing like this for hand. They say it's fashion. It is only married people that will know wearing. Even you that is putting necklace, who give her to you? You have not married. If you say, the prophet said, my husband can give me, who is your husband? I know we are entering some place today. They begin to wear gold. Sometimes, and you cannot differentiate between a messy believer and a traditionalist person. You will see beads. In our weddings, that's what we are seeing today. Then we are confused. What is going on? They put beads. Yeah, fashion. If God does, maybe some of Nina, don't they wear the one where they put for leg? Abi? Yes, it's fashion now. May God have mercy. But you see the target of that, your boyfriend or your so-called husband. Because the man that has God, that will not be his taste. Sure, that will not be his taste. He said, you do what? You rent your face with painting. In vain, with what? Shall thou make thyself what? Beautiful. That is the target of every woman, both married and unmarried. They want to be fine. They want to have good set of teeth. If a girl says that her teeth, oh, what's that going to write? You want to go and see doctor. Say no. So that when I smile, it will come out very well.
But you are wonderfully and beautiful made. Samuel told us, it is God that has made us, not we ourselves. So why don't you be made the way God made you? As Pastor used to say, he likes some bow-legged. He likes some K-legged. Likes some straight-legged. Tall, short, fat. Why do you want to change yourself? May God help us. But we know these are all the scheming of the devil. Because it's a battle. He wants to get people to his own side. I think I have a few minutes. He wants to get people to his own side. It's all the scheming of the devil. Just like he did in the Garden of Eden. The man said, God was looking for perfect harmony between him and his own children. But Satan does not want it. And that is the reason why he's the one responsible for every problem that you see today. The man said, every siren that go on the road, who is responsible? The devil. Any man that died, who is responsible? The devil. So he was looking for this one before we close that was going to bruise his head. Of course, Jesus came on the scene, and John, of course, as we used to hear him preaching, and I believe the tapes when we listen, whatever you don't say, the devil doesn't know it. Are we there? Of course, when John began to speak, I must decrease, he must increase.
Satan will be looking, this is not the fellow. I was thinking it was John. But I ended up putting him now in prison.
They would just come out his head for no reason. Look at how that girl dance. I was the one that make her like that. Yeah. I make her dance the dance until the father says, ask anything. Which kind of dance? Person go dance. It will, that would be a devilish dance. I may I say something? Bear with me. This is the best place if we get any dance to dance. Come and dance a year. I know that. Amen?
Sisters, no go say amen. Well, well.
Yeah, I know where I'm going. They say if we dance too much now for church, a brother will say we are shaking too much. It's an uncircumcised brother. Brother, repent. Yeah. We target the bullet for everywhere. Repent. If now, sister, you can't see where they dance for church, you never get God. You need to be born again. And you that you are kept, you are conscious. If you know that you are free, the person that is unto him and God, of course you are covered up. A man that doesn't have God, even if somebody wear black, you don't see any part of the body, he will still lost.
Yes. Children of God are not supposed to be in bondage. Serve God with joy and gladness. When you come to church, this is the best place for you to be at peace, to be in liberty. If you know they go club, God deliver you. You don't go to club again, where you dance all those rubbish dance. Then you come to the house of God, you don't want to dance. You must dance for your maker. Then you say, it's a brother that is not making you to dance. Report that brother to the deacons. That's why we have the deacons there. Yes, they are the policemen in the church. If he's not getting order, report him to the pastor. Yes. Yes. The house of God is the house of liberty. Yes, it's the house of liberty. Some of us, we don't know how to dance. The little way we can shake ourselves, God still understands. But you know that you want to express yourself. But somebody is an hindrance. Get the person out of the way and be free with your God. Worship God with joy and gladness. Let your heart be free. Nothing standing, no hindrance. May God help us. Brothers also, worship God freely. Of course, a married brother will not be conscious whether, except the one that doesn't have God. Yeah, he will not be conscious of a sister looking at him. Of course, maybe it is the unmarried. You'll be looking, okay, let me watch my step everywhere because I'm looking for a wife. Yeah, we know how they go now. Yeah. May God help us in Jesus' name. But it is all the scheming of Satan. Everywhere. And his target is to steal, kill, and destroy. But in the midst of all this, Bible says God is standing as the great high priest, watching everything. He's standing as a great and mighty conqueror, watching every of these things. When Satan brings sickness in the home, Bible says God is there, he's watching. Of course, before you even ask him, he knows. But he's waiting for you to open your heart and ask him. He gave us the promise. He gave us the word. He gave us the oil. He gave us the priest. Then, why are we not utilizing all of the resources? It is also the devil responsible. He will tell you your pastor doesn't like you. Yeah, it's a battle. And because of that, you will live in your sickness. If God does not help you, you die in it. And you go to hell. You live in your condition of hopelessness. If God does not help you, you die in it. But God has given us everything that we have need of. He has given us the servant. He has given us his word. He has given us everything. We have the blood of Jesus with us. Is that not so? We have the name of Jesus with us. Then why are we living another privileged life? You are sick. You know the remedy. If you don't want to go to the hospital, you can play music on your phone. At least, thank God, we are living in a day of great technology. As you are playing your music, God can heal you. It's not that God, if you believe that, God will heal you. I'm not even saying, let me not put a can or God will heal you. He heal you on the basis of your faith. Look at that woman with the issue of blood. Her faith was, if I can touch the hem of his garment, I know this thing will stop. I have tried everything that I know how to try. But since I know this man is the great one that we have been waiting for, and we have been hearing of the great and mighty things he's doing, even though all our pastors and our priests, they don't like him, as we had in the morning. They ate him. Was he doing bad things? Did he carry their wife? Did he take their children? Did he steal from them? He was giving them life. He was giving them hope. Yes, they hated him. The Bible says he came to his own, and his own did not receive him. But to such that receive him, what did he do to them? He made them the sons. Give them power. Amen. Look at it. Satan shifted from John. He targeted, even though John physically died. Of course, as the prophet said, every one of them, as great and mighty that they were, when they came to that hour, of course, even great Apostle Paul, when he came to that hour, he had to say, oh death, where is their sting? Grave, where's your victory? He said, but thanks be to God. Hallelujah. Because Jesus Christ conquered. Before then, there was no hope. That when man would just come and live his life, of course, we're in mortal season. Whether you like it or not, you must come to that death. Yeah. Then people, you know, they begin to wonder. Even this man, may God help us. Even this man, with a great ministry that he had, we were thinking he's going to come, you know, just one day, maybe as Caiaphas is in the temple, we will just see us enter inside the temple and finish every one of them. The ways of God are not the ways of man. He came blinded. You don't put a sheet, as the prophet says. He came as a baby, growing in their midst, walking in their midst, understanding their ways, everything, tested it, tempted of the devil. And he came, when he came of full stature, mature in God, then he knew for this purpose he was raised. That he might do what? Destroy the work of the devil. And he began to do it fast. He didn't waste time. That was why Brother Bam said, when he was in the temple at the age of 12, Brother Bam said, the word of God will correct every error. Maybe look at him. This was the one that God gave the testimony, the standard. He said, you are highly favored of God. He said, because the thing that is in you is of what? The Holy Ghost. But Mary said, you, me, and your father. She doubted that word. But she was the one that said, be it unto me according to what? Your word. So now, why are you calling Joseph his father? Joseph was never the father of God. The father of God is the Holy Ghost. Do you believe that? That was the seed of the woman that was spoken in Genesis. Because every same man and everybody that goes to school know that a woman does not have a seed. Then, how did it happen? Everything that doctors are doing today, surrogacy or whatever, they learn it from God. Both the germ and the egg, it was all from God. He just deposited it in Mary. And Satan, you know, of course, he saw how everything went. Jesus was hated bitterly. People didn't like him. But those that he called, even those where he called self, they did not like him. Let me tell you the truth. That was why, when he began to give them the thought pool, all of them began to advise themselves, this man is a vampire. How will we eat your flesh and drink your blood? We think that you are a good man. Every day we come to your church, you will be giving us rice and chicken. That is the church that some people are looking for. You will find them, they are not in Ibadan. When you go every Sunday, they will give you food. They will give you drink. After the service, you will hold back and go home. Yes! They are looking for member. They are not looking for soul. Tell them that is the truth. They are not looking for number. That is not what we are here for. We are here for what? Soul! May God help us. That is why people don't like the way of God. Then he began to lay to them the thought pool. He said, it must be that I go. Of course, we all know the scriptures. And the disciple, he began to say, ha, ha. He said, and one of you will betray me. Ha? Even we, yeah? 70 don't go, Father. We are 12. We love you so much. We stay all the time with you. He said, I tell you, one of you will still betray me. Of course, it was getting to showdown time. Then they begin to ask, we know the story. Is it her? Is it her? And he gave them the word. Until Brother Bam said, even to the hour of his death, some of us might say, Peter did not try so much. But Brother Bam said, Peter tried. I tell you, he tried, brother. Because he followed him to the last point. He was the closest to him. He said, Jesus, even if everybody will turn back, I tell you, me, I'm not going to come out for your back. Jesus looked at him and said, Peter, you don't know. This thing is not by flesh and blood. That is why sometimes some of us that God has not given us overcoming power, we look at Christians and say, ah, they're doing these things. It is not by flesh and blood. Spiritual battle, they are not fought by physical strength. Are you there now? That was why even our Lord himself, when he got to that hour, he said, Father, if it is possible, let this cup pass. But the Bible said, at that point, the God part had left him. He was left alone. Then, he looked, he see the great price. Yeah? Now, Mr. Now me commit adultery. Now me fornicate. Now me keep a sin. Only me, all these things. Kind.
I not do again. He said, no, you go do it. Now you. He said, if it's possible, let it pass. But nevertheless, not your way. Not my way, but thy will be done. Of course, Brother Brown said, at that point, that was when he died. He finished it at that point. That was why, when they finally got him, because of this time, Satan said, yes, I get him now. Now this man, now him, eh, hey. Then they scattered the whole kingdom of the devil. I am the God of this world. Why would this man just come and be scattering this thing? I got him now. Finish him. Then they carry him. Basa. He looked. Peter would have looked. Yeah, now so this thing will be. Kai. Peter began to withdraw himself. Of course, we know all that Christ told him. And Christ, the Bible says, he surrendered himself. If not that he did not surrender himself, I tell you, they could not do anything. Because before them, when they came one time, just as he did, every one of them withdrew. But because he surrendered himself, they whipped him. They stripped him. They whip him. I'm not talking of a small cane that you give your child. I'm telling you, whip, correct whip. They whip him for your sake. And for my sake. Now Jesus did. Now Jesus commit adultery. Now Jesus fornicate. It is me and you. And he came to pay the price. Then why are you still living in bondage? That is the question this afternoon. Why are you still living in bondage? Why do you want to die in that condition? But Bible say it was a great price. Of course, we all know the story. Some of you that have watched the Passion. Friday, of course, they laid him on the cross. And the head could not look at his maker. But Bible says, sun and moon, close their face. Say, we cannot behold our maker. Naked? But Bible says, nah, okay, we don't have that picture yet. It is artists just as we had. So that we don't see the aura. And the shamefacedness of what Christ went through. He was buried naked. He died naked, I mean. Hanged on the cross naked. It is just people that put clothes. Think of it, Father. Can you go like that for your family? Let me ask myself too that question. Can I pay that kind of a price for my family? I tell you, I cannot do it. But someone did it for us. Wife, somebody did it for us. Children, somebody did it for you. That is why you are free. But Bible say the battle did not stop there. Then when he was hanging on the cross, Friday evening, of course, there were souls under the altar that were head bound because resurrection had not taken place. Satan still had control over hell, over grave, over what? Death. So saints that died that time, they know they go heaven. He had control. He put them in one place. Then Christ said, you can't hold them too much here. Come. Ah. So Satan was looking, what is going on? Of course, he saw somebody was coming. He was looking, who is this person that is coming to hell? Ah, finally, now you, Jesus. I get you. Oh, you come and join your fellow brothers and sisters here. He did it. He was only joking. But the Bible said, if only he had known that when he killed Jesus, that time that they took him spear, that he was giving back to you and I, he will never try it. That was the greatest mistake Satan ever did in his life. Because since then, his kingdom has been in trouble. Should be now only one Jesus that time. Now only one. That spoke a word that destroyed his body. In 3 days, I will raise it. He said, I say, you will raise up now. By the time I finish you like I finish Job and the rest of them, you come and meet them here. He said, eh? Then he entered the hellfire himself. He said, today, now today, I enter air. Ah, they would have been looking, what is going on here? Of course, it was a battle. Satan turned the face, who be this? He said, it's me. You have owed these people for too long here. He said, huh? You don't know who I be? I am the owner of this place. He said, give me the keys. What? But Bible said he could not question it. Give me the keys. Spoken word is of it. Give me, he surrendered. Who are you? Give me the key. He collected the key. Gave
gave him a good kick. Baba said that was where the battle was finished. Satan lost the battle. Christ ripped him. And he freed all of his own out of bondage. Out of bondage. Baba said, out. All of his children out. Then he took that key of hell, of death, and of grave. Went back. And on Sunday like this, that great as we had this morning, great Gabriel, the movie grave, when supernatural had taken place, so it was no longer that body, it was another one coming. He had to open that door. Grave could not conceal him any longer. Ah! The Roman soldier, look, what is going on? As he opened, he came out. Yes! They look, where this man? They can't see him any longer. What? We had it this morning. With all of the lies that they play, he finished the battle. But I say, he ripped Satan of everything that you can think of. Because while he was on the cross, he was still fighting. Fighting for who? Fighting for the believers. Even in his burial, he was still fighting. Fighting for who? The believers. Giving us victory upon victory. That is why our loved ones that have gone, brother, sister, we have that consolation that the grave cannot hold them longer. Sure, you believe that? One of this morning, that same God who rose Lazarus from the dead, even though Lazarus died again, that same God, one of this morning, he will come and he is going to speak the voice of resurrection. Every sleeping saint, they will rise. The grave cannot hold them. You believe that? Then we that are alive and remain, brother, sister, there will be a supernatural sweep. Because the lion of the tribe of Judah has prevailed. There is a representation in us, just as we had on Friday. It's just like the great magnet. We are the same material that he has. But I say it will come and there in the sky. Then we all together, both the sleeping saints and we that are alive, we will be caught up to meet the Lord in the air. And so shall we ever be. It's going to have that Eden again, brother. No Boko Haram will be there. No killing will be there. No 419er will be there. No adulterer will be there. Give me him 94. There's going to be a meeting in the head. Because why? The great and mighty conqueror, he has finished the battle for us. You are God's free man, brother, sister. You are God's free man, my sister. Therefore, don't live in bondage. Whatever is your condition, whether spiritual, whether physical, whether material, somebody has paid the price. It is you. Technological people, you put the whole thing, something, something, paid, sin, paid. I've been seeing that thing fly. Then if you believe that, walk in that victory. If you believe that your debt is paid for, like I tell my wife, by the grace of God, this is mortal sin. If anything happened to me, put me anywhere in the battle. By the grace of God, that morning, I will be there. I'll be waiting for you. If you don't go before we call, I will wait for you there. You will see me there. But if it please God that I'm still here, I tell you, I will be among them that will join in the number. But I want to tell you, friends, before we close, there will be some people that will not be there. And that's the sad part in 94. It's going to be a wonderful meeting. But while we take that song, think on it. If you are in that category, and you know that you will not be there, this was the kind of word that Christ was telling Cleopas and his friend. Until they say, you're a special minister. Don't go. He did as if he used to go, he want to go. Just as we used to hear in church every time. Some of us, we want to rip from the pastor. In closing, yes. But before you can be blessed, you have to give. You are silent, Abby. But it's the truth. If you don't give, you cannot receive. You can be counting your money. Release that money to God. You say, if I release that to God, now you for Joseph go spend that. Yes, that is the other way. If you like,
me the category. Leave it unto me and God. Say it is for that time and the rest of the pastor. That's okay. Leave it unto God. You watch God. Play your part. Let God play his part. You are struggling. Pay your tithe. This is your day of deliverance. Pay your tithe. You are struggling giving to the things of God. Don't struggle. Give to the things of God. God is looking for kingdom financier. I was telling a sister, by the grace of God, I am going to be among those that will support the word of God. Not in thousands, not in hundreds, in millions of millions. You love the Lord? God is looking for those people. Are you one of them tonight? Let's take that song. We have heard of little Moses in the bush. We have heard of fearless David and a sling. Oh, we have heard of little Moses in the bush. Oh, we have heard of fearless David and a sling. Oh, we have heard a story told. That's all we have been hearing in this sister. Oh, hand of Jonah and the wind.
Yeah.
people expecting is coming, I tell you, Jesus is coming. You believe that? It's not going to be very long. I know people say, Brother Bam, I've been saying so. This is how many years? 2024. And Jesus is still coming. I tell you, he's coming. Let's take 442 before we hand over to the associate pastor and we close for the day. I think the Lord has been good to us. If the Lord has delivered us, let's rejoice in his presence. 442. Praise the Lord. Yes. Original. God's attributes were manifested. So it's bright in this last age. We are called a revelation by the last prophet's message. And we know. Are you confident of that? And what will you raise up for? Praise the Lord. For the original. Original. That's son of man. Oh, yes. Yeah,
the Lord bless you richly. We are still on earth. But one day, the saints will gather at his feet. And we'll have the proper rejoicing. May none of us be wanting there. This joy that we have together here, the reality will be when we actually meet that side. When the battle is over, then we gather there and rejoice. As we make noise here, they are also making noise in denominations today. But they are just the shock. And the seed is not going to be air with the shock. The prophets have told us that as it happened in the physical, so in the spiritual. That the shock is going to give its strength to the seed. When the corn seed, the corn is growing, grows to maturity, all the life that is in the tree from the root to the top goes to make this seed mature. That's why you see the old tree dry up. That is how every denomination will dry. We dry of the anointing of the Holy Spirit. A time is coming that in their midst we never feel any presence of the Holy Spirit. You only feel it where the saints are gathered. May the Lord be our help. Shall we bow our heads? The things that we have heard in these 3 days' services, let's ponder over them. Let's think upon them. God does not speak for speaking's sake. He has a reason for everything he says. And may none of those things be a condemnation to us at that day. Let's think of our lives. Let's meditate. And let's take our stand. Put footprints on our possessions. And stay there as sons and daughters of God. If there be someone that needs the help of faith or any other request, and you would like to be remembered, you may still signify as you lift your hand to God as we offer this word of prayer. Thou King of Kings and the Lord of Lords, the Alpha and the Omega, the beginning and the ending, our Ebenezer, the El Shaddai, the bright and morning star, the rose of Sharon, the lily of the valley, our coming King. We thank you for the privilege you have given unto us that you call us your own children. And we are glad that you are our Father. We thank you for the opportunity to fellowship around your world these 3 days. It's gradually looking like a convention. We wish we had more opportunity. But Lord, according to this arrangement of Caesar, we have to end the services as tomorrow will be a preparation to start work again on Tuesday. But we thank you for the blessings we have received. And the devil can receive it out of our hand. We pray, Lord, that you stand for each and every one of us. That, Lord, any of these blessings will never elude us, O God. May we keep warming it in our hearts. May we think about everything. May we ponder over there. Lord, we pray, dear God of heaven, that we shine your light upon every part of this, your word, that will become reality to every one of us, Father. Lord, from the first sermon to this last one, may the Holy Spirit see them in our hearts. Dear Lord Jesus, the things you have assured our hearts of, that they are ours, may Satan not talk us out of it. As he talk out if, out of God's provided way, may that not be the portion of any of us. May your faith anchor in our hearts, that Lord will maintain this height and gain greater heights with it. Let it be, dear Father. The victory you are giving unto each one of us, may we never lose it, O God, for anything. Thank you, Heavenly Father. Thank you, O God, for this last service and the blessing you have received from it. We pray, dear God, that your spirit will water them in our hearts. Lord, I will grow forth and bring forth fruits of righteousness. thousand folds in our heart, Lord. Thank you for the vessel you have used. We pray you will replenish your servant and lift up the horn of his ministry. Lord, we are grateful unto you, Lord, for the privilege to pray for our pastor, Lord, in the afternoon after we have waited on you, Lord, to do so. We bless your holy name. That which you have done may be manifested soon to the glory and the honor of your name. Thank you, Father, standing, Lord, our sister, the wife also. May she be strong and healthy also, Lord. Blessed be your wonderful name. Lord, as your children go back to their homes, you are the one that gather us. May you take us back home safely. Those who have traveled, your servant that went to Owode, sister that went to Bilo, another one that went to Abuja. When they will returning back, grant them journey, my sister, Father. We just ask, oh God, that your grace will abide with those who came from several other places, our brethren that came from Lagos. When they will return, you also take them back home safely. All of us, Lord, may we rejoice, oh God, in the things you have done for us, Father. Thank you, righteous Father. Blessed be your wonderful name. The rest of this week is in your hand. May you see us through. When workers will go back to work, may they go back to work as a new person, Father. May they meet with your blessing. May they meet with promotion. May they meet with victories. May they meet with great testimonies, dear Father. Just as we have had, prosper the work of the hands of your people. We rebuke devourers for the sake of your people. May you bless the business people also. Thank you, eternal Father. If there be anyone that is jobless, may you guide them out to get a job, Lord. Because it's your program that we should labor with our hands so that we can eat from the sweat of our face. That's your commission right from Genesis. Help us, Heavenly Father. Thank you, King of Glory. Until Wednesday when we'll be back in your house, may your grace be our sufficiency. Thank you, eternal Father, for hearing and granting our petition. Because we ask them all with faith and thanksgiving in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen. The Lord bless you. We thank the Lord for the blessings we have received in the services. We cannot quantify it in terms of money or any other thing. We just pray that the Holy Spirit will water them in our heart constantly, and from there we'll gain higher heights also. Wednesday, as you have said, the brother from South Africa, Pastor Vusi, will be here with us to take the service. It's going to be a preaching service, and then, because we only have him for only that service with us. There's been prayers for him for joining Mercies to Ibadan, and then when he'll be going back, that the Lord will also take him safely. God bless you richly. Let's say this chorus once again. Do you know why I love Jesus?